Alice in Hollywood on Friday nights. We used to start the mosh pit with that one, and Marilyn the DJ would kick into another one after. Right after that, that was just as fast to keep the mosh pit going.
Were you a mosh pit guy?
No, rarely. Every once in a while, I go stand kind of in the middle and then get the hell out. Wait, what was your story? The mosh pit? You got your knocked down?
Slayer.
Yeah, Slayer.
Slayer.
Dude, of course you go into the Slayer
mosh pit. I was in the pit, sure. And I saw our friend, Aisa, across the way. And I started waving and walking over to her. Yeah. And then I opened my eyes and I was looking straight up. Like, I didn't see it. I didn't feel it. Just on my back.
On your back.
But that's what I should expect if I'm going to go to a Slayer show and be in the pit.
I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you've heard. There's some rumors going around, man. It's kind of weird. But this is a Friday, and it's a four-day freaking weekend, man. Four days away.
It's the best Friday of the year so far.
It is. Uh-huh. It, you know, arranging them so that it's on a Tuesday, the actual holiday, that's perfect. Because if it's on a Friday or Thursday, then on Friday the man can say, you can come in.
Right.
You have Thursday off, but come in on Friday. Man but can't do
not
anything
when it's on Tuesday.
No.
Yeah. So then you get the Monday off.
Yeah.
So it's a four-day week end.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
Hot damn.
What is the music that we're playing this weekend?
It's nothing but party music.
But party music.
Yeah, started 5 o'clock, and if it's kind of quiet or whatever, we've erased it. We've snapped the CD into, thrown it away. You have to buy a lot more CDs after that.
Excellent.
But, so just party music, wall to wall.
4 o'clock hour, we're going to take your calls on your worst travel days. Everybody has them.
Oh, my God.
Your flight was canceled, whatever happened on the plane.
Right.
Karen was on the plane.
Some damn kid kicking the whole time.
Exactly.
That was the beginning of it. Went to hell from there.
There's a wife carrying contest. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Wife carrying?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A guy picks up his wife, puts her on his shoulders, and then does a race, runs around.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. How drunk do you have to be? What's the level
of? It doesn't say, but the grand prize is the woman's weight in beer.
Oh.
So that's how they work it.
All right, I'm in.
There's a new AI use we'll tell you about in a second.
All right.
And you know the power trip we've been talking about?
Dude, unbelievable. We've got tickets. Marcy just gave some away. We're going to be handing out tickets October 6th, 7th, and 8th at Empire Polo Club, home of Coachella. Not only today, not only at 4 or 5 o'clock, but all weekend, that JD guy is going to be in here partying and handing out tickets as well. So that's damn cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Another celebration at the end of the world in Mammoth, WVH. And right before that, we played you Motley Crue. Kevin, you would agree that Wembley Stadium is a big venue to play.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But that guy right there, Wolf Van Halen, going to be opening for Motley Crue and Def Leppard tomorrow at Wembley Stadium.
Oh, what a cool show.
Kimmy's just getting on his feet now, man. And he's going to get up in front of that damn huge crowd and he's going to open
he's gonna
up
rock
for
him.
Motley Crue and Def Leppard. So good on him, man.
I like that.
Very cool tomorrow.
You know how everything is AI?
Yes.
Hyped.
Yep. So you're actually you're AI, aren't you? Aren't you AI generated?
Not yet. No.
Oh, okay.
ChatGPT is the big thing that everybody's trying to tie into.
Yeah, there's actually a DJ somewhere up north.
There is.
An Odyssey station or channel, whatever, hired or created.
I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they can speak the English language, which is better than us.
I'm sure they're fascinating. Well, that's true.
This is an e-bike. an electric bike.
Okay.
With built-in ChatGPT.
What do you need to talk to your bike while you're riding it for?
Why would you need that?
Hey, bike, what do you think about this road?
Who asked for this? I mean, you
who
asked? You have, like, Waze, right?
Right.
On your phone. You
sure.
have different ops.
You have friends. Maybe you could talk to your friend on the phone.
Well, this company, Ertopia, is the name of it. They put it out, and this is the video that they put up. And it doesn't show you anything about how ChatGPT would help you on an e-bike. Nothing. Zero.
Right.
Listen.
Who are you?
I am an AI language model designed to assist and provide helpful responses to your inquiries.
Holy cow, that sounds like a human. That sounds like a DJ. One of the that's better than Howard Stern.
My thoughts are,
wow.
You don't get on a bike and ask who it is.
No.
You just ride.
You ride the damn thing.
Okay, go ahead.
How may I assist you today?
What is the benefit of riding an e-bike?
Owning a bicycle has many benefits, including 1. Health and fitness. Cycling is a great way to improve your overall health and fitness.
I think the AI is purposely avoiding the question, why an e-bike, however? It's just talking about general bikes.
It is, in
general,
suspicious.
Yes. It's very suspicious.
That's questionable. 2.
Cost saving. Bicycles are an inexpensive mode of transportation compared to cars or public.
Am I riding a bike or am I listening to a presentation on it?
A really boring one.
This is so dull.
This is one of the most boring presentations ever.
Environmentally friendly.
Bicycles what do you do care? You're AI. Emissions,
making them an eco-friendly option for transportation.
If I hear that beep sound again, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, you will.
4. Improved mobility and accessibility. 5.
Yeah.
Stress relief. Cycling can be a great way to reduce stress and improve your mental health.
Right.
It can provide you with a sense of freedom and help you to clear your mind.
I didn't answer the question at all about an e-bike whatsoever.
That is...
Oh, there's the damn noise.
That is what company put out as their advertisement for ChatGPT on an e-bike.
And you know who the company's run by? AI. It's not very smart. It doesn't know that's boring and stupid.
It's really dumb.
It's pointless, and we're not going to buy it, and we hate you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's a four-day damn weekend.
Yes, it is. Just about to kick off a four-day weekend.
My car is revving downstairs already. I just left it revving.
Good.
And hop in.
What could go wrong?
Man, it seems to be gone. Oh, well.
Did you know there's a wife-carrying contest?
I did not. What?
A wife-carrying contest.
Details. I don't
Pick up the wife.
Okay, all right.
Put her over your shoulder.
All right.
Run a race.
You mean over your shoulder? Not like sitting on your shoulders.
It could be either. It looked like it could be either way.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
And then the guys have to like run through a course where they step in a pool and then they get, I don't
How
know.
How drunk are they?
It doesn't seem, I don't think you could do it if you were very drunk.
I suppose that's true.
But this is actually a thing, and this particular one is in Canada, but I think it started in Finland in some place. They decided,
that sounds like,
you know what we should do? We should carry our women. Let's do that.
I bet it started in the 1500s, too.
Let's carry our women and race, yeah!
We're all lumberjacks and we're okay. Carry our wives around.
Listen to this.
These couples competed in a wife-carrying contest in Canada.
Yes, they did.
On your mark, get set, go! Yeah.
Hey, it's not a walk, it's a run.
Competitors jumped over hurdles, crossed through pools, and ran around a track, all while having someone on their back. The stakes were high, as the top prize was an amount of beer equal to the weight of the person being carried.
I don't think this person understands what she's reading.
She doesn't.
It was crazy, and I don't know what's going on.
It was pretty wild, and it seems like they really liked it, and they had to jump over some things.
And the stakes were high, and I'm high. All right. It's amazing.
The tradition of wife-carrying contests originated from an old Finnish folktale, but it's since gained popularity across the globe.
Aha! It is from the 1500s.
Excellent.
Aha!
In the race, wives have to weigh at least 100 pounds to qualify. And according to the rules, wives that are too light will have to have an extra helping of Swedish meatballs or carry weights to meet the minimum requirement.
How many of them say, there's no way I'm going to meet the weight requirement?
If your wife is under 100 pounds, they have to make some changes.
Or have some meatballs.
To make it easy, even, yeah.
Also, dropping your wife results in a 10-second penalty. So you may incur additional penalties from your wife after the race, too, if you drop her.
You know, I was just going to say that.
Great delivery.
Exactly.
She's on it.
She did it better than I could have, that's for sure.
Here comes the outrageous part.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The competition is called wife-carrying. The competitors don't actually have to be husband and wife. This year's winners at the race in Burnaby were friends who had heard about the festival online and ended up winning 112 pounds of beer.
112 pounds of beer?
You win however much the woman's weight is in beer.
But if she's not married to you, that's living in sin.
It's the wife carrying contest, and these are just two friends that won it.
Why is everything ruined?
I don't know.
It's some sort of conspiracy. I bet the secret government was in on this.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, it's a deep state problem.
Sons of bitches.
Damn it! Thanks, Obama.
I need dollar.
Woo!
That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
I do need a dollar, dude. I'm supposed to pick up hamburger buns on the way home, and
dollar's not going to do it.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, sorry, no.
Are you serious?
No.
What's happened?
10 of them. You could win 10 of these and probably get some hot dog buns.
Okay, well, give me 10, one American dollar top 10 trivia
thing. Top 10 worst travel days.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Top 10 worst travel days in the United States.
What is worse than you go to the airport bright and early, make sure you're there for TSA, you know, you get your Uber to drop you off way ahead of time, and then you sit there for like a day.
Yep.
Instead.
Nothing's worse.
Nope.
And people get frustrated or yelling at each other, yelling at the person behind the counter.
Everybody's really cool. Everybody's chill.
Top 10 worst travel days.
Well, I want to go with, you know, like what we coming up here. But clearly Thanksgiving has got to be like the worst. from what I understand.
I mean, I'm going to give it to you because of the way this list is written.
Oh, but my God, with your weird list. What's now? What's going on?
The day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
So I'm giving
the
that.
Thanksgiving. Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, that's very thoughtful of
so
you.
So it's like whatever the holiday is.
Right,
I think
okay.
That's what the list
well,
is.
That's super thoughtful of you. Thoughtful of you. Christmas, then, clearly.
Christmas is third?
Third. Wait, what was Thanksgiving? What was number one?
Day before Thanksgiving is number one.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Number two, I'm outraged at number two.
Really?
I'm calling BS on this list
really?
On number two.
well, I'm going to... Memorial Day is probably...
Memorial Day
oh, wait, I got
five.
One more to do, right?
Yeah.
And I get
one
a dollar?
One more, and you win the dollar.
Ha! That's exciting. Yeah, though, I don't know what the next one's going to be. Labor Day?
Labor Day is number eight.
Wow! Are you kidding me right now?
You got four in a row.
No, it was like the 1980s the last time when we were on
KCCP 104.7 FM. Your number one hit music station.
Last time I won.
So here's the list.
Yeah.
According to the TSA.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
People travel the most in the United States. The 10 worst days to travel, or I guess holidays around that.
Right.
Number 10 is Mardi Gras.
Oh, I wouldn't have even thought of that.
I wouldn't have either.
Huh,
number nine is Easter.
Yeah, Ishtar, sure.
I would assume that would be all grandparents.
Spring break. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Kind of.
All of that must be right in
there.
Yeah.
Labor Day is number eight.
Right.
Number seven is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Number six is spring break.
Sure. Oh, so that's not Ishtar then. So spring break is its own thing.
Correct, yes.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Five is Memorial Day. Four is July 4th.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I didn't think you'd
miss
that one.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I thought perhaps you'd name that one.
No, I just
since July 4th is coming up in a couple
days. Why would you travel on the 4th of July? Who cares?
I think around the 4th of July, I would guess.
Right.
Number three is Christmas.
Right.
Number two, I'm boycotting Fridays in summer. Every Friday in summer.
That's not a holiday.
It's not, no.
That's just, it happens all the time.
And the last, and the number one is the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So you won your dollar.
Woo!
Look at you.
I think Matt had said he's planning on playing the Jimi Hendrix Experience this coming Sunday night. It is all party music all weekend. And on Sunday night with Matt Sebastian, what is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Matt
What's
Tenfield.
Wrong with you?
It's going to be American bands, all American bands. So Jimi Hendrix certainly fits that. It'll be starting at 8 o'clock, party music with Matt Sebastian, whoever the hell that is.
Or Matt Penfield.
Yeah, Matt Penfield on KLOS.
We'll
We're going to talk to him in a little while. He's going to come in and hang out, and I'll call him Matt Sebastian to his
Correct,
place.
Yes. Flight disruptions continue on peak 4th of July travel day with United faring the worst.
You said that this is number four. This holiday season is number four on TSA's busiest
list.
Yes. So that's terrible.
And you know all of the different things that can go wrong. It's a miracle when it goes right.
I mean, it really is.
You get to the airport on time.
Yeah.
You bring your luggage, bring the right stuff.
Remember to bring all your ID.
Right.
Yep.
Get through TSA.
Yep.
Make sure there's no problems with the plane or your flight is delayed and delayed and delayed.
Yep. I mean, maybe there's bad weather somewhere.
Right.
Maybe there's engine trouble. Maybe there's some dude who's freaking out, man. It's not fair.
Oh, dear Lord. There's so many things that can go wrong. It's a miracle when they all go right.
It is. When you just actually waltz onto your plane, one, two, three, one, two, three. It's so rare.
So we're talking about your worst travel problems, your worst travel problems that you've experienced.
Pal Andy, good old Andy, who hired all of us a long time ago. He went to Greece.
Yep.
He's in Greece right now. Did you see how long he was sitting at LAX?
I heard that how long he was sitting there.
Go for just to LAX. He sat there for about a day.
Yeah.
It was about a day, just a few days ago. This is before July 4th, even.
Yes. They say June 29th through July 5th is considered the holiday, and it's awful. And
the fourth on the list of the worst.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fourth on the list, yes.
What about you? Have you ever sat in an airport?
I've missed a flight or two, but they were my fault.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like when we were coming back from Brazil for the World Cup in 2014, my phone died and I overslept. And I had to rebook another flight 12 hours later. Just sit in the airport forever.
I suppose the worst deal I know of is most of the air staff at the other radio station, Jed and Tammy and myself and Richard and a couple other people were in Vegas. And the flight was canceled. And this is like before, we were supposed to be back the next day or something. I don't remember how it worked. I think a lot of us were just like, well, let's just not even try.
Of course.
We just can't even try.
Of course
you
were.
Yeah. So, but we all, so the whole air staff was missing at the other station.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because we were in Vegas.
So your worst travel stories, 818-955. 855-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a terminal flight 69 to hell has been canceled. You can spend the night on the floor if you like.
It's a very busy travel weekend. We're talking about your travel nightmares. You have one?
So I got on a connecting flight from LAX to Dallas, and then I went to the regional airport in, like, Kansas, and we're flying over the airport. There's a tornado warning. We get sent back to Dallas.
Oh, no.
And it's around, like, midnight or so. Everything is closed. It's freezing. It's a freaking ice box. There's no flights the next day. I have a wedding for a dear friend that I haven't seen in, like, 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
So all the hotels in the surrounding area are booked up. There's no rental cars. I'm going to miss the wedding. I have a flight back to LA in the morning because there's no options to get to Kansas.
Ah, right.
And all the benches are taken. There's a ton of people sleeping in the airport. Mm-hmm. I end up sleeping in the nursing mother's room.
The
breastfeeding room.
That's pretty smart. That's a smart place to go.
You locked yourself in.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's like, I don't know if this is like breaking the law. Am I going to get it?
Who cares? No. Good for you. That's smart.
Yeah. I mean, it probably wasn't great news for any moms that were, you know, having to feed their children, but what are you going to do?
Well, next time you find yourself in one of those rooms, just go ahead and pretend that you're nursing a child. That should be easy.
Geez, I know.
Well, right on. Thank you for calling. I don't know if anybody would believe that we were nursing, but I mean, I'm willing to give it a try. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, why not?
818-955-KLOS.
Your travel disasters.
We expect you to do a lot of dancing this weekend, and it's nonstop party music that starts at 5 o'clock. We're like 35 minutes away from nonstop party music for 4 freaking days.
Right now, we're talking about your travel disasters. You have one?
My father passed about 6 months before COVID hit, and I had to go on a train up to Oregon, and I got in a train wreck. A guy drove a bubble dump truck into the front of the locomotive with 750 gallons of septic fluid in it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is all that romaine lettuce. You couldn't have it from Salinas for a while, right? That was the why.
Right.
They didn't let us be trained. We were stuck on the train with no running water, no electricity, no airflow, basically, for 18 hours.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. And they gave everybody vouchers and whatnot for the future.
What was it like when it actually hit? What did that feel like? I always wondered what it's like on a train when it hits something.
I was just nodding off at that point in time. And so it was like jolting awake. But at that moment, I looked over at the aisle as well. And there was a lady going down the aisle that was in there. And she fell forward. And it threw her forward like she was like it was blown away kind of thing.
Wow. That's so crazy.
What a disaster.
You're not supposed to stop suddenly, man.
No, not like that.
That's horrible.
You know, if you got 750 gallons of poop water.
So. Yowza.
Perfect case scenario. Your train's going to hit something. Maybe it's not full of poop water.
We are so close to our four-day, nonstop 4th of July party songs weekend. You can almost feel it. I don't want to wait, man. I think we should start right now. Get a head start.
All right. What do you want to hear?
Hey, how about White Bunks on Dope?
Fee!
That seems like a good idea.
Old phone. Who dis?
I am Tom. Love you guys.
Tom, you said you were working. Where is that?
I'm working at California Access Scaffold.
And you are listening to the Tubes, man.
You gotta believe it, buddy.
It has begun. It has started. Tequila is flowing. It is the 4th of July Party Songs Weekend. It's kind of like the All Request Fest, except it's for 4 full days.
Fantastic.
Nothing but party music for the next 4 days.
Did you know Matt Pinfield was going to stop by today?
Matt!
Hey, Kevin, hey, Sluggo.
What's up?
It's good to see you guys. You know, I'm really excited because this week we have a special edition of our Sunday night show.
Dude, it's the 4-day weekend starting today!
I'm really excited about it.
And
you know, you got to do a show no matter what, right? We're not going to do our usual countdown that we do of the 10 biggest
Sunday night right.
rock songs in Southern California on KLOS. We are going to play nothing but American bands.
America!
God bless the United States of America.
That's right. We're going to celebrate the 4th of July weekend with all the great artists, not only from Los Angeles, of course, and Southern California, but from all over the country.
Sweet.
So 2 hours straight, we're going to keep the energy going. It's going to be a good party for you people that are literally having that 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
What bands are you going to be playing?
Well, you know, you would expect Metallica, Van Halen, Sure. And Motley Crue because of Los Angeles, of course. But you even hear some stuff from X. You know,
Get
some X, some punk rock in there. I mean, you know, 4th of July, they have the song 4th of July. Soundgarden have a song called 4th of July.
That's
so you've
right.
got a lot of cool things in Sweet. There, of course. It's going to be a great show.
Sounds like a party. That sounds great.
Sunday night at 8 o'clock, nothing but party music with Matt Pinfield on KLOS.
Yeah, that's right. Sunday, 8 to 10. And Sluggo, Kevin, thank you guys always for letting me to come and talk about the show on here.
Thanks, dude. Take time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. There is a wife carrying contest that we highly recommend. They have one in almost all countries. What could go wrong?
The video was pretty intense. I was actually kind of into it, really.
I know. It looked like it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Sluggo won one American Woo! Dollar by guessing four of the top 10 busiest travel days without guessing the 4th of July weekend,
which is number 4 on the list. Right. So if you're traveling this weekend, good luck.
And listen all weekend to KLOS for your chance to win tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip.
Yep. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Peace out.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We have two tickets to all 3 nights of Power Trip.
Woo!
Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden, AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne and Metallica and Tool. We will take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
You can get your tickets right this second, too, at powertrip.live. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Sean.
Sean, you're caller 25.
No way!
Yes way!
Yeah.
You got two tickets to all 3 nights Power Trip.
Thank you. 95.5 KLOS.
All right, both of you on the count of 3, do the whole thing. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
All 3 days, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, we are doing the Power Trip, and we're going to give away tickets right now. Two tickets to all 3 nights. Friday night is Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden. Saturday is AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne. And Sunday is Metallica and Tool. And we'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ed Rubin.
Ed, you are caller 25.
Hell yeah, brother.
You got two tickets to all 3 nights of Power Trip.
Cool. Is this Kevin?
It is. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Right on, brother.
You got who are you most excited about? Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Ozzy Osbourne, or Metallica Tool?
Maiden all the way, brother.
Eddie! Well, that's because you're Eddie. That makes sense.
Congratulations, man.
And we're going to be doing that all weekend. JD is going to have tickets for you on Saturday, on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday to go. All 2 days. Both days. All 3 days.
All 3 days. All let's go with 3.
460 days. From now on, you should always hang out at Jenkins Property Management Company because they've got KLOS. They play KLOS at Jenkins Property Management Company, and that's thanks to Carl, who rules. The famous Fillmore West Concert Hall in San Francisco closed on this day in rock in 1971. Apple launched this new service thing, a streaming service, on this day in rock in 2015. It clearly didn't go anywhere. It was called Apple Music.